Welcome to the Human Services Health and Education Committee for the October 1st meeting. Fred, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have a motion for approval of the minutes of the September 3rd meeting?
Second.
Any questions or additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Public Health Department this morning, we're asking for permission to have a new preschool contract with Juliana Steed as a pediatric occupational therapist for the regular rate of $70 a session or 35 individual in a group.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have here with me, we have Mike, Jessica, and Jordan from Casa Trinity here to discuss the AIR program. And I had sent out the report a week and a half ago. My understanding was you guys were more interested in being able to ask questions or have a discussion. So do you guys want to come up? People have any initial questions? Would you like a brief overview from them?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Good morning. So I'm Jessica, and I'm the lead peer of our program, Adventures in Recovery, and we're right here on 54 Liberty Street. And what we are is a recovery community organization. We're peer built for peers in the recovery community, people dealing with substance use disorder and mental health illness. And we offer a safe place for people to come in and engage in our programming. We offer mutual aid meetings. We offer art classes. You know, you can come in and have a cup of coffee, connect with a peer. We go hiking all over the southern tier on the weekends. And it's a free program. You know, we're pretty much resource brokers for people needing help. It's been very beneficial this past year. From January to September of this year, we've had over 2,447 people engage in our programming.
Are there any questions? Hilda?
I like the fact that you've given us a number of unique individuals, because before we're just getting big numbers and we didn't know how many people you really serve. What are your hours?
So we are open Tuesday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then it varies on Saturdays because, like I said, we provide transportation for people to go hiking with us.
Mike?
I know it's a difficult number, but do you have any kind of idea on your recovery rate?
We do. You have it. Yeah, I'm going to have Mike explain that.
Good morning, Mike Prutzman, Casa Trinity. And yeah, we one of the things that we understand is that the value of data, particularly related to effectiveness. And I think probably one of the most telling and I think promising things about the AIR program is that, well, what we do is that when people participate in AIR, they become members. We ask them to take a survey on a fairly regular basis. And one of the questions that we ask is, have you had what we call a reoccurrence, what some might call a relapse? And historically, and I've been in the field now for about 30 years, typically in the general population, And National Institutes of Health will say that between 65-75% of people relapse within 6 months of recovery of leaving treatment. In our Adventures in Recovery program, 89% of our people are staying, have not had a reoccurrence. In other words, they have not had a relapse. So that's a fairly, that's probably the data point that we are most excited about, because for us, what we understand is that connection is, what Jessica indicated, is very important. And it's just creating that connection with people where they're at, and being able to help them maintain sobriety. So I appreciate the question, because it's an important question, and that is a very significant data point that we're seeing. And we will continue to present that data to you as we go forward, as we get more and more people in the program.
What do you attribute that success rate to? I mean, is there one specific program that really stands out, or?
I would say in general, with the AIR program, and Jess probably, or Jordan could probably speak more to this, it's about the connection that people have, you know, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, quite often one of the programs in, I think in Steuben County, but in each counties we're working more with is the incarcerated population. And then quite often what we hear in the jail population is people saying, look, when we get out, we're going back to the same faces and places, right? What we offer is, it's like, okay, wait, there is hope. We offer that hope. Come connect with us. And that is for people now that are coming out of incarcerated, coming out of treatment, moving into the community that are struggling with addiction, or just people that are understand that they have a need for some sort of connection away from the faces and places that they currently have. So that's a long-winded answer to say connection.
Yeah. So it takes more than 30 days. You have to have extended programs now, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think what you're asking is about inpatient treatment.
Yeah. I mean, after 30 days, a lot of times the old programs are out, but now you're realizing
you've
got to go into 60, 90 days to really recover.
Right. Well, CASA Trinity, AIR is a program of CASA Trinity, but what CASA Trinity also offers is, across our system, we offer what we would call programs across the continuum. The highest intensity would be inpatient. That's 28 days. What I think you would be thinking of when you think 30 days, the 28-day programs, inpatient, highly intensive. And then we have programs that are less intensive in Dansville. The RMB inpatient is in Hornell, in Dansville, and in Cattaraugus County in Olean. And those can be the initial stage of that, what we call stabilization and rehabilitation, can be anywhere from 90 days to 6 months. And then after that, we offer two programs. One is called rehabilitation, what most people would think of as like a halfway house, and then supportive living. So people can be in our program with a level of treatment connection in being residents of our program for up to 2 years. And then beyond that, we have outpatient in four of the five counties we serve, Cattaraugus, Steuben, Livingston, Chemung.
So inpatient's got to be very expensive.
Yes. I don't know the numbers, but that's pretty expensive. Yeah.
Hilda?
Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. As far as participation, is it referral based, or is it volunteer, or open?
It's open. Yep. It's open to the community. And we, you know, we encourage families to come out as well, you know, their kids, parents, everyone.
And how do you get the message out there about all these activities too?
We do a lot of social media. We have a Facebook page. Okay. We go out and advocate. You know, we go around to different, you know, community partners and let them know who we are and what we're here for and what can we do to help.
Yeah, all of the treatment programs post the AIR recovery activities in their departments every month.
Okay.
What's going on? What's happening? It's on everyone's social media accounts.
Okay.
Therapists, other peers for other agencies will recommend people go to the AIR program.
How long has it been going? How long has this program?
We've been here for 2 years. We opened our center May 14th of 2024.
Was there something similar to this prior?
So AIR stems from Rock Covery out of Rochester, the director of our Adventures in Recovery program. He's also a person with lived experience, and he wanted to find something to do. What can I do now that I'm sober? So he started posting workouts, you know, hikes on his social media, and people showed up, and they got a recovery center on Dewey Ave in Rochester. Our CEO, Ann Dominguez, reached out to him and said, we need something like this in our rural areas because, you know, there's been such a huge reoccurrence of relapse. And we started AIR in 2021. Our first center opened in Livingston County.
In Livingston County?
Yeah, Dan's.
And the only reason I asked that and this is my son was involved in something very similar more than 4 years ago. And he used to go to Hornell with my wife. And it was basically fitness and working with other, you know, individuals who were struggling. And he liked it. I mean, he really, really liked it. It was something that made a difference in his life. There's no doubt about it. And that was one of the good things back then that he was enjoying. So you are hitting home. You are making a difference with some of these people. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Hilda?
Wish list of what you need or what you want. What would the top three things be?
Transportation through the counties.
What do you think?
Support and advocacy. And support and advocacy. You know, really getting into, you know, presenting, you know, Red Ribbon Week at the local schools. I go to different schools and present our story, my story, my personal lived experience to teenagers, because that's where it ultimately stems from.
Going to ask if you go into school.
Yeah, I would love to get into Bath School. You know, we've been to Whalen, Dansville, Calmum.
I think I would add to that. If you know, everyone in this room has connections in the community, and well, if something very specifically that'd be helpful would be to consider is there anyone in my connection in the groups that I'm part of, be it faith-based or fire departments or any of those types of things, that this message might be valuable for them to hear, to at least hear that this is available to them. I would say very high on the top of that list would be say, reach out to us and let us come and have a conversation with folks just to talk about recovery. And
just had Speaker Jam last week. Did you participate?
Yes, I did. Both myself and sure. Yeah. Yep.
I assume you tie into AA.
We do offer those meetings as well. I think it's very important for the individual to understand, you know, what works for them. You know, I know for myself, AA helped me.
Yeah. Well, structure.
Yeah. Yep. It's accountability. You know, it's showing up.
Kelly, you had a question.
You mentioned that when someone comes in, they become a member. How many members do you have? Do you know?
We have quite a few. Off the top of my head, every person that walks through the door, we sign up.
Okay.
So I would say January of this year to September, we signed up 157 new people.
Sure. Okay. And then how much capacity do you have for new members?
It's open.
So you're not feeling at capacity that you could serve more people if they came in?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And for transportation, what is your transportation wish? Like busing or vehicle?
More busing. Yeah. Yep. You know, I think because, you know, we are open until 7 p.m., a later bus route for individuals.
That makes sense.
Especially from, you know, Hornell, you know, trying to get that part of Steuben County in here, Hornell.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We allocated how much exactly to AIR over the past 2 years?
I have it somewhere in my files. Do you have an approximate idea, Lynn?
Don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but the first year it was around 240,000. And then last year, I think it was like 200,000. Yeah.
Okay.
I did talk to Ann about the viability of it.
We had heard about AIR from Ann for years.
Yes.
They were out of Dansville operating, and she was very interested in bringing it into this county.
Yeah, it's very helpful as an alternative activity. That's what people need. They need something to do. They need those endorphins. They need those releases. It's very helpful for people to have connections to other people in recovery instead of the same people and faces that aren't, and to have activities to engage in. It's been very helpful for recovery.
In the presentation that's linked on the agenda, if you look at page 3, it shows all their outreach engagements. There's about 15 things that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Familiar with the Bridge of Hope? Okay, so you have a connection there?
Yes, we are. We actually just went out there last week and hung out, you know, for the day to get connected.
Your name is Liz.
Yeah, it says Lando's Corning presentation.
Former
Lando. Okay.
Any other questions?
Is it tied to religion? I'm hearing that the most successful programs are religious based. Does that make sense? Or
I understand what you're saying. I think it's whatever we will offer, whatever you think will work for you. You know, I don't like to say that we are a religious program. We're not. I like to say we're more of a spiritual program.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Yeah.
For the date, you list the days that you're open and hours.
Yes.
But if someone is a member in those off days or off hours, do they have ways to contact someone?
Yes, they do. They have our cell phones, you know, they're always on, you know, and I think another thing is when people are coming in, they're getting connected with one another so they can exchange their numbers and have, you know, that support within each other.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for the opportunity.
Nate, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple of requests today. First is in social services, and this is to create one senior caseworker, CSEA grade M. Mm-hmm. This is in the foster care unit. This is a result of more higher level work. I need to relieve the current senior a bit. And it's funded, I believe, at what?
About 62%. And Kathy is on Zoom. I think most of you know that we've changed how Zoom operate based on prior issues. So you might not be able to see her up there, but she is on. The other thing that this will do in speaking with Kathy is allow us to convert a contracted service to a county employee. So headcount doesn't change, but bring it in-house.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And next, in public health, a tuition aid request in pursuit of an associate in applied science and nursing. Currently, one course costs the county $777.
Motion.
So, second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do not have anything.
Motion to adjourn.
To adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Thank you.